Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place, the point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, episode number 5. And I have today with me Josh Ellich. Josh, how great to have you here with me.
Hayut, thank you very much for having me.
That's great. Josh Ellich is the founder and CEO of App and PR and is about to change an entire industry with the mission to help entrepreneurs attract the perfect audiences through PR. Josh is Chief Executive Angel at savingsangel.com and helps consumers get discounts and upgrades on everything through his syndicated newspaper column with 1.1 million readers and on TV in 75 cities. He has been in the media more than 1,500 times. Through his new model of PR, Josh now turns digital entrepreneurs into media celebrities at appandpr.com. Josh, I just shared your bio and talked about what you did until now. Can you please share with us what are you doing most passionate about today and where are you heading?
Oh my goodness. So, you know, my vision right now, I believe that I have stumbled into an industry that is absolutely broken when it comes to the type of audience that I most love serving. And that is the industry I'm referring to is the public relations industry. And I think that the solution right now that largely is offered to the startup community is it's very broken. It's too expensive. There are no guarantees. It's very risky for a lot of us startups. And so, you know, I needed PR when I launched my own company. And, you know, so in a sense, Hayut, I really just kind of created the solution that I needed for close to 10 years, but just didn't exist. And it's very exciting. I believe in answer to your question, you know, being able to serve an audience that heretofore has been pretty much shut out of effective public relations skills and services. And, you know, our vision is to actually create an agency where we can serve well more than 100 clients. So it's going to be a very, very, very large industry. And at the current rate that we're growing, I believe we can actually get there not too much longer.
I must say that I do agree. I didn't think of it that way before, but I do believe that this great tool, and we've been talking about it before, is actually not working so great for entrepreneurs and startups.
Yeah.
And I think you're really inventing something new here, so it is very exciting. Can you tell me, how did this company start? What was your first steps there?
You know, if we refer to, so my first company, not my first company, actually, it was my seventh company,
wow.
But the first one to really do well was Savings Angel, which I launched 10 years ago. And we've actually, when I started it because it was something that I needed. My dear wife and I were trying to be really smart with our money. And so, as I was studying, you know, how to be smart with your money, we started putting together a budget. And as I was putting together that budget, Hayut, one item on that budget was our grocery bill. And I remember asking my wife, I asked her, I said, how much do we spend at the grocery store every month? And this, and again, we're in the United States. And I was guessing maybe we spent about $400 or $500. And she laughed at me. She said, are you kidding? We spend like $800-$900 a month. And I remember just being so shocked. And I thought, my gosh, that is a lot of money. Every single month, boom, $800 to $900 is just gone. And I thought, there's got to be a better way. And so I started studying all of the experts, and there are a couple of different ways that you can really save a lot of money on food. Number one is you can grow all your own food, but I knew that that wouldn't work well for me because I'd tried that in the past. And then the only other way that's really effective is that you have to take advantage of incentives from manufacturers and retailers. And so those are coupons and sales, and you have to match them at the same time. And then particularly in countries like the United States, you can actually do quite well, and you can get products every single week for pennies on the dollar. And I was able to very quickly take our $800 to $900 a month grocery bill and cut it down to about $300 to $400 a month. And I thought, oh my goodness, if everybody else had access to this information that I'm putting together, this could be pretty valuable. And so we created a membership based website, and a lot of people did find it helpful. And at the beginning too, I didn't have any money for marketing. So instead, I just started doing PR. I was a journalist previously in the United States Navy, and then also had owned a small town newspaper for a couple of years. And so I knew a little bit about how to do it. And we just started getting in the media everywhere. I was going on radio. I started writing a newspaper column, which is now a syndicated newspaper column to over 1 million readers every single week. I'm in TV in 75 cities, 2 to 4 times a month. And all told, I've been in the media over 1,500 times. And as a result, Hayut, we have earned, we're actually getting close to $6 million now for Savings Angel. And we've spent less than $500 in traditional advertising. Everything we do is PR. We just serve audiences. And so, you know, my success with that led to invitations to start speaking on this subject. And so I started getting approached by a lot of entrepreneurs, as you can imagine, asking, can you help me do exactly what you did? And so that's what became Upend PR, which we launched a couple of years ago. And we're going through phenomenal growth because we just do things that startups and digital entrepreneurs need, and we really try to eliminate the stuff that they don't need. And it's amazing, because when you do that, it ends up becoming a perfect solution for them.
And they do need a solution here. And I wanted to ask about your customer. You know, Rich or Miss podcast is all about customer focus for entrepreneurs. And can you please tell us who your customers are today? And the story about how you figured out who are your most potential customers or consumers.
That is a great question, because most people, when they start a business, they kind of have an idea for who they want to serve, but that may evolve over time. And when I started, I really thought that it would be, you know, very, very early starting entrepreneurs who would want to learn exactly what I did, and so that they would replicate that process. And we do get some customers like that, but the vast majority of our clients end up being maybe the first round of funding, maybe they're cash positive, and so they're looking for a solution to really step on the gas and really increase the size of their business, but they don't really want to spend more than $2,000 a month. They're really looking for something maybe even around $1,000 a month, and that's what we've created. And we actually created it in a way that would generate maximum return on investment, because that's important. If I spend invested, I put in air quotes, $25,000 to hire PR agencies, and my returns were pretty questionable. In fact, I'd say they were, in some cases, non-existent. And that's really painful for a smaller business who is trying to be as smart as she or he can in making decisions to help grow their business.
I do agree, and I'm wondering, what are your concepts or beliefs on the way a startup or entrepreneurial business should approach its customers? And give our listeners your best advice for the customer's approach and focus.
Yes, I love this topic, because I think that this is one where there are still business owners that are struggling out there, because they keep trying to sell so hard audiences. And at the beginning, you know, that might get the bills paid. It might help you grow, I'd say, in a linear fashion. But what I believe, Hayut, is And I really do believe this. And it's taken me a while to move it from my head to my heart, but I want you to know that this is absolutely the truth. That if you spend a lot of time serving audiences and improving the lives of audiences everywhere and anywhere that you can, it may feel like it takes a little bit longer, and it might, okay, but what you're going to experience is exponential growth. At the beginning, not everyone's going to buy your thing, but they're going to say, wow, I really love that Hayut does this podcast and she serves and she gives. And so they're going to develop a relationship with you. And then eventually a certain percentage of your audience will say, you know what? I would really love to take the relationship I have with Hayut and I'd love to take it to the next level. I wonder if she has products or services for sale. And so they come find you and they say, oh my goodness, I could hire Hayut as a consultant, or, oh my goodness, Hayut has a video series where I could learn step by step exactly what she teaches. I want that. And so if you focus on your thought leadership, if you focus on serving those audiences, you're going to find that people are just naturally going to be attracted to you rather than you having to chase people all of the time.
So actually, your advice to entrepreneurs and startup founders is to become the thought leaders in their industry, in their field, in their category. And the second part of this advice is really to serve all the time, to serve people and customers.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. In the year 2017 and beyond, this is what your audience craves more than anything. So before you just put a sales video and ads and then a paywall, I mean, that's one way you could do your business. And I'm, you know, again, if that's working for you, great. And I'm not saying that you should stop all advertising and all paywalls, certainly not. But what I am saying is that the more that you can invest in just giving to audiences, the more you're going to find that just people are going to like you. And if you can wake up in the morning and ask yourself the question, who do I get to serve today? As opposed to, who will I sell to? Hayut, I don't have to tell you, but to the person who's maybe uninitiated on this philosophy, I'm just going to tell you that your life completely changes when you change your mindset to, how many people can I give to? And, you know, you'll do crazy things like, you know, I'm doing a conference this fall, which I can't share the details on just yet. But I was in a position where I easily could have charged $100 per head at the door. And instead, I am committed to finding a way to do it absolutely free.
Wow.
Because again, thought leadership is worth far more to me, and being an authority figure in my space is worth far more to me than, you know, making $5,000-$10,000 on a specific show. I, you know what? My bills are taken care of. I'm good. I see investing in thought leadership and your authority as being a long-term play. And I plan on doing this for quite a while. So I'm willing to make those long-term investments.
It's so important that you talk about it. We met this year at the Social Media Marketing World, and you've been talking at the conference. And we know this philosophy, but I think not all entrepreneurs, or most entrepreneurs, are not familiar with that. And I've got another question to you before diving into success and failure with customers. The question is, are there any relations between advertisement and PR for entrepreneurs?
Yes. So obviously, you want to keep a consistent message. It would be very inauthentic if you had one message to your audiences in, say, your earned media or your content marketing, and then you had a completely different message in your sales. So again, this kind of goes to the point of, you know, are you a giver? Or are you just a, you know, in the United States, you know, we had this guy called I forget his name, but he did an infomercial for ShamWow. And if you're familiar with this, you know who I'm talking about. It's, you know, just a hardcore pitch guy. And he didn't really exude a lot of, you know, where you just like the guy. I mean, he's just kind of a hardcore, I'm going to sell this to you. And I'm sure he made a ton of money. But, you know, in terms of, you know, relationship building, I'd say, you know, that probably didn't really care if you had a relationship with him or not. And so in your advertising, I would say, look, if you're going to err on the side of, you know, hardcore boiler room sales versus let's invest in the relationship, why not honor your audience for where they are in the relationship funnel with you? Now, if you're advertising to your existing audience, you might be able to get away with a little bit more, you know, just kind of cut to the chase because they already know, like, and trust you. But if you're advertising to a fresh audience that has never heard of you before, or their relationship with you is pretty light, I would say that, you know, your first offer to those people obviously is not going to be, okay, buy my $300 e-course. Mm-hmm. They're not ready for that. Sure. Okay. But maybe they're ready to get your free report. Maybe they're ready to watch a free 1 hour video where you teach and give lots and lots and lots of value. Maybe you could advertise and have them start listening to an audio series that you created or a podcast, or, you know, get them to start enjoying your blog. And, you know, at that point, then it's like dating. You don't go on a first date and ask someone to marry you. You go on a first date, and your whole objective, if you really like the other person, is to hopefully it leads to a second date. And so you want to, on a first date, I mean, everybody's kind of getting to know each other. You know, that's the time to, you know, put your best self forward and let them know, you know, who you are in your heart, and just be fun and authentic. And if they like you, guess what? They'll come back for a second date. And, you know, maybe 8-10 dates down the road, you know, that's when you might want to consider taking, you know, getting a little bit more serious in the relationship. I don't know. That one, you're going to have to follow. Each person is going to have to follow their heart.
Now I want to dive in the issue of customers, and I want to ask you, what is your biggest, most critical failure with customers, that the one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most? Can you tell us about this?
Yes, yes. So when I owned a small town newspaper, Hayut, one job that I had to do at the beginning, but I really was so uncomfortable with it, was actually was selling. And because I had a belief that selling was simply trying to convince somebody of something. And because of that, I felt so scared, and I ended up failing in business miserably as a result of that. And so my next position after that business went bankrupt, and I mean literally bankrupt. It was a very painful experience, but I needed that experience to really push me outside my comfort zone. So for the next 5 years, I did sales and marketing for a network of law firms, and I was basically expected to sell every single day, you know, if I wanted to make any money. It's mostly commission based. And so you have to imagine that this was so uncomfortable for me, particularly at the beginning. But then I evolved over the course of 5 years to the point where I said, you know what? This has absolutely nothing to do with convincing people, but this has to do with listening to people's needs and finding out if I can help them. And if I can't, then that's fine. Or maybe the way I can help them is by recommending a different product or service, or making a personal connection. Maybe that was how I could bring the most value to that person in that moment. And when that shift happened, Hayut, my income instantly went through the roof. I loved what I did. I woke up happy to do my work, and I just enjoyed the customers and clients that I had the privilege of working with. I just absolutely loved the work that I did.
And that was with the law firm, with the sales
and marketing? Yeah. Wow. And it was good because it really prepared me for Savings Angel, because by the time I launched Savings Angel, I had no fear. I honestly believe that I don't really have any fear of asking for things or asking for a sale, because I know in my heart of hearts, that what I'm asking for would be a win-win, or would be, you know, of tremendous value for that person. And ultimately it's their decision. But I just remember, you know, breaking the back of fear in sales. And now at this point, it's like, it's hard for me to even remember what it was like to be afraid of being rejected. I don't care if someone rejects me, they're not rejecting me. They're just saying that, no, that's not a fit for them in that moment. And, you know, that it would probably be better for me to see if there's a different way that I can bring value to that person.
Wow, it's a lovely story. And now I want, and I know there are a lot, but you'll have to choose. I want to ask you about your biggest success due to the right customer approach.
Yeah, with Savings Angel, it was the time that I had been featured in my local small town paper, and that was very exciting. I started doing some work in radio, but then all of a sudden I got, I want to say, either an email or a phone call from a reporter, and it was from the Grand Rapids Press in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which was, that's a decent sized paper. And they wanted to do an interview with me about Savings Angel. And how you, you know, I really just took my experience in working in media, and I feel like I gave a good interview to the reporter. And she goes, well, I guess I need to let you know that this is a pretty good story, and we're actually going to put this on the front page of the business.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my goodness, I mean, this could be really good for business. And sure enough, that was my first day where we earned, and I'm guessing it was between maybe $600 and $800 in one day, which doesn't sound like a lot of money for most of us today. But at the time, that was just one day's earnings. And again, our model was a subscription model. So that meant that, you know, we would earn $600 to $800 on that day every single month. And then we made more the next day. But I remember that first day where we made that much money in one day in sales. And I think a lot of us, you know, when we start a business, remember that first good money day. And we're like, oh my gosh, you know, this thing could really take off. I mean, this could really get really good for us. And from that day forward, Hayut, my wife and I, we've never had to worry about money again. And that's a great place to be. And if you're listening to this conversation and they're not quite there yet, trust me, have the faith, keep serving. It will happen. You will get better at what you do. You will learn more about what your audience wants from you, and you can pivot, you can change, you can tweak, you can improve, and eventually you're going to come up with the perfect solution that they're asking for. And it's going to be where they say, you know what, it is absolutely worth every dime of mine to give to you so that I can have that product or service. And if you can get to that point, it's pretty lovely, because your income will just be taken care of, and it's a great place to be.
A great place to be. And I want to ask you, can you recommend the best, most effective technological or digital tool that's related to customer focus, marketing, or sales?
I am a huge, huge fan of Twitter for public relations, in fact, and will save you thousands of dollars a month. And the reason why, even if you don't like Twitter, I get it, right? It's just, maybe it's awkward. It's just a bunch of, you know, bots that are talking to each other. But if you can figure out how to use Twitter effectively, it is the closest thing I know to having a make friends button with anybody you want on the planet. And that's really exciting if you'd like to connect with influencers, if you'd like to connect with journalists, if you'd like, you know, I think a lot of us are like, oh my gosh, if I could just get, you know, Oprah or, you know, someone really, really famous to say something nice about my product or service, all my wildest dreams would come true. Well, again, on Twitter, I don't know of another platform that can help you get that done faster. And so what that means is, I don't care necessarily if you're really, really big and using Twitter as a social media platform, but I want you to be effective at using Twitter as a communications platform, because everybody is essentially giving you their phone number. And if, you know, with Twitter, most journalists and influencers I know monitor Twitter pretty consistently. And so if you invest a little bit of effort into growing your own presence on Twitter, you have a full profile, you have good images, that sort of thing. You show some engagement, you show a decent number of followers, you're going to be taken seriously. And then you'll have the opportunity then to connect with anyone you want, get to know them, they get to know you, and then eventually at some point, you're going to make an offer to be helpful to that person, that influencer, that journalist, and that will lead to pretty amazing things for you. And in fact, Hayut, I've got an entire course that I normally sell for $100, and I'd love to be able to give that to anyone who is still listening if you've been listening to our conversation, obviously you're the kind of person that you believe in investing in your education. This is absolutely free. There's no weird upsell or anything like that. It's free. It's a $100 course, and it's my Twitter Publicity Mastery course. And the person listening to this, you can have this for free right now. And it's at upendpr.com/reach. And what that will do is input a coupon code for you, and it will zero out the price. You don't have to put any credit card information or anything in there. You could just have it for free. The only thing I would ask is just reach out to me on Twitter. Let me know if what I teach you works, and then I would be happy to retweet you to my 30,000 followers, which are amazing people. A lot of business owners. I've got investors in the crowd. A lot of really great people that I would love to promote your work to.
Great. This is a great opportunity. And we will actually, if you are listening to this conversation, and we will have it in the show notes, and we will have the link towards your course and, of course, towards your Twitter page. Thank you for giving it to our listeners. It's really appreciated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I want now to ask you, is there any service provider like a mentor, consultant, advertiser, etc., that had a major impact of your customer success and can help other entrepreneurs, or just, you know, someone to read, or anyone who really affected you?
Yeah. Well, you know, so I'm a big consumer of podcasts. I'm a big consumer of audiobooks. And, you know, I can't imagine where I would be today had I not read the works of Napoleon Hill. You know, personally, I'm a fan of Ayn Rand in the sense, you know, if you want to create success, then, you know, you can choose to put that off onto other people, or as an entrepreneur, you can say, you know what, it's nobody else's responsibility but mine. And so that was a philosophical shift that I needed to make a long time ago. And when I did that, and I said, you know what, I will do whatever it takes ethically and morally to build my family's future, to build a successful business. And if that means that I need to, you know, work 12, 16-hour days, you better believe I'm going to do that, because I'm going to build this for me. I'm going to do it in a way where, again, we talked about earlier, where it brings value to other people before it brings, you know, just money to myself. But again, you know, there was a big game changer for me. So, you know, you don't have to agree with everything that's in the book. But I think that there's something in the book Atlas Shrugged from Ayn Rand that's worth considering, particularly when it comes to one's own work ethic.
Wow. This I haven't heard before, and I like it. So that's great. And I want to ask you, probably when you are succeeding, and you are very much succeeding now, there are a lot of factors that really contribute to your success. However, I want to ask you, what was the one major factor that affected your success? What is the key success factor for you?
You know, it's absolutely got to be grit. And that's the personality trait that I really think separates successful entrepreneurs from those who are just kind of stagnant. Because again, in my case, you know, I served in my country's military for 5 years as a Navy journalist. And, you know, it wasn't easy. And you get yelled at a lot, and, you know, and you're just, you know, you're held to a very, very high standard, and there is no room for mistakes at all. And, you know, I think oftentimes in today's world, a mistake is good, right? Because it can instruct you for sure on, you know, how to learn. And I don't want anyone to be afraid of making mistakes, but at the same time, you know, I know that if I begin something, I'm pretty motivated. Like, I'm not going to begin something today unless I am going to see it through to completion. I'm not going to get distracted. I just don't have a problem with that because, again, I think in my case, I was able to learn that from, number one, my military experience. Number two, I learned it from failing miserably several times in business prior. So, look, you can learn by hearing this message, what I'm sharing with you right now about this principle, and you can apply it and you can say, gosh, Josh is right. I'm going to listen. I'm going to do this. Or you can keep getting your nose punched, figuratively in the world. And at some point you're going to hate failing and you're going to get to the point where you will say, I will do whatever it takes in order for this business to succeed, which means you have to make massive investments in your business. Now, that means you're either going to invest your own time and effort, or you're going to start making investments by maybe hiring other experts and service providers, and you're going to start making these investments in your business. That's the only way you're going to get things to move forward. If you're lazy and you just think that people are just going to show up on your front door and buy your thing, they're not. That's not how it works. It's like people who think that they're going to get famous because they're going to get discovered. Okay, I'm going to give you some tough love. People don't get discovered. That's not how fame works. If you want to become famous, you have to work at it. Every celebrity will tell you that they have had to work their guts out in order to become recognized for their work. It's more than just being a great artist. It's more than just having a great product or service. You have to market what it is, and you have to, again, you have to introduce this to large audiences and serve them. And you also have to serve influencers and find ways to make their lives better. And when you'll do that, you will be taken care of.
Wow. And I want to jump from this directly to ask you, what are you really most excited about today? What are you most fired up about today?
I am most fired up about completely disrupting and changing an entire industry and asking myself the question, listen, there is a problem. And if I don't fix it, who will? Right? Because if I don't, someone else will come along, and I don't expect that I'm going to be the only one. But I know there's a broken system right now. I have the means to fix it. I've got the wisdom, the experience. I'm putting together tools. I've got my own test cases that are working. And so now at this point for me, it's just about how many people can I get in front of to help give them the tools so that they can avoid the same heartache that I went through, help them from making the same expensive mistakes that I went through. That's what excites me, Hayu.
The next thing actually that you talked about is your conference, is it?
Yeah. Again, I'm under embargo right now. Like as of like when we're recording this, listen, here's what you can do. If you go to Upend PR, I can reveal by the time this publishes, I can reveal what the conference is. And so I promise I will have it on the front page of my site. And I will just let you know that the conference it's a one-day conference. It's going to be free. Everyone else was telling me that I should charge at least a minimum $100, but really this should be like $300-$400 conference. My peers are charging $300-$400. I don't believe in that. I believe in serving the biggest audience possible. And, you know, the ones that'll want to work with you in the future, that's up to them. You know, I know that I'm here to make waves. I'm here to make a change. And so please go, by the time you listen to this, go check and see if I announce it then. But I have to be very careful about not saying anything until I've got the okay.
we won't make any spoiler. However, I do believe that having this new conference about the new message that you are bringing to this entrepreneurial world is exactly what you talked about before. It's exactly about going and being the one that's going to change things.
Yes.
In your industry.
Yeah. And it was one of those things that if someone were to say, you know, what is something that's I don't want to say it scares you, but it's audacious, right? It would be audacious of me to say, I can start a conference where people are going to come and see and listen to me and hear me for an entire day. You know, I'll have some other speakers, that sort of thing. But, you know, again, I think for the average person to think that they can start something like that, it is. It's audacious. Mm-hmm. Starting a podcast. That's pretty audacious.
It is.
I did that over 2 years ago, and starting a newspaper, that's audacious. But you know what? If you don't do the audacious things, they're never going to get done. So you may as well just go and do it, because if you don't do it, someone else will. If not now, when? I forget who says that, but whatever it is that makes you a little bit uncomfortable or feels like it's like, okay, that's a little heady, or that's kind of where you're worried about your skeptic who says something like, you know, who are you to do something like that? That's good. That's what I want you to do. I want you to do something that really makes the skeptic uncomfortable today.
And that's great. And before we say goodbye, I just want to use the final questions of my inspiration about podcasting. And this is John Lee Dumas, who both know, and from EO Fire. And
yes.
I want to ask you for your last piece of guidance. And then what is the best way to connect with you?
Sure. Honestly, the best piece of advice that I want to give the person who's listening to this conversation right now is I want to reaffirm that you are in the right place at the right time. The fact that you are absorbing yourself in personal development, that you're absorbing yourself in the kind of content that Hayut is sharing in this podcast, I promise you are increasing your value. And as you increase your value, you get to charge more and more and more money for your time. And, you know, when you get to the point where you can charge $1,000 an hour, because there is nobody on the planet that knows your niche as well as you can, it's pretty exciting to get there. And you will get there based on the kind of stuff that you're learning, and then you apply it. And then you have success with it, and other people are going to want to have your same level of success. So they will be willing to study with you in whatever way that you provide to them. And, it's just a cycle that's truly beautiful, Hayut.
It is. And I want to ask you, how can we connect with you? How anyone can connect with you?
Yeah. So again, I kind of shared the freebie earlier. That's a great way, because it allows me the opportunity to serve first. Mm-hmm. You can get to know me by the value that I can bring to you. And again, that's at upendpr, so upendpr.com. And you have to put in /. And then the name from this show, which is Reach, mm-hmm. upnpr.com/reach, and you'll get that free Twitter course. And of course, I want you to connect with me on Twitter. Let me know you heard me here, and I can retweet you to my 30,000 followers. I'd love to hear from you. And then if nothing else, just Google me. My name is Josh Elledge, and you can see all kinds of fun stuff that I've done.
Josh, I really want to thank you for this very, very, very interesting conversation and interview. I really loved it, and I'm sure our listeners learned a lot from that. So thank you very much. And for you, our listeners, I want to invite you to send your response or your comments to this interview. Send any question to Josh through the show notes or through reachormiss.com, and we'll be happy to pass these questions to Josh, and we'll be happy to answer you. Thank you, Josh, so much.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And until next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and visions. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show. the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.